we started yesterday, Reish Mem Ches, we're in the middle of Aleph. So yesterday we began Reish Mem Ches, which discusses about venturing out on a boat. So the issue is, as we'll see a little more about later, there's various issues about will you be Machal Shabbos, so we'll discuss about that. Seasickness, things like that. So the halacha is that you have to go 3 days before Shabbos. You have to venture out 3 days before Shabbos if you're going not for a Dvar Mitzvah. If you're not going for a Dvar Mitzvah. If you're going for a Dvar Mitzvah, you can leave anytime. You can't leave on Shabbos. Well, but we'll discuss that some other time. But you can leave even on Erev Shabbos. So, but if you're not going for a Dvar Mitzvah, so you have to leave 3 days before for the reasons we mentioned. So the Mechaber, so actually we're on page 24. Right, we're on page 24. So the Mechaber picks up, first line on the top of page 24. Ve'im hu derech muad. Let's say it is a short trip. Kigon, for example, Mitzur Litzido, from Tzur to Sidon, which, you know, your geography is in Lebanon, what we call Lebanon today. So it's a short trip. We'll see how short that is. She'en b'neim ki'im ahalach yom echad. It's only a day trip. It's less than a day trip. So mutar l'afig be'er Shabbos b'boker, so you can leave even Friday morning. Why? Mibnei she'agia sham kolam Shabbos, because you most likely get there before Shabbos. You'll get there before Shabbos. So therefore, there's no problem with kolam Shabbos. You should get there before Shabbos. Seasickness, it's limited. It's very, because it's a quick trip. So therefore, if it's a very quick trip, so then it's less of a problem. It's less of a problem. Again, we'll talk about this later about not going on a boat, but let's say traveling just by foot, by other means, on Erev Shabbos. But obviously, one thing that we see here, which is kind of obvious, and that is, if you go on a trip, you better make sure, if you're leaving on Friday, you better make sure you have a lot of time to make sure you'll get there before Shabbos, for the obvious reasons. The Mechaber finishes, "V'makom shenagu shelo lahavli be'er Shabbos klal." If there's a custom in your locale that you don't go, you don't travel on Fridays, again, the reason is because things happen. It's very... there's been a lot in the news recently about planes landing in Israel right before Shabbos, and there's again in Israel, Tel Aviv Airport, Lod Airport, so they have ways for, they have things set up in the airport if there's a rub of the airport, and they make sure and they know if people are going to land either right before Shabbos or even right after Shabbos, what to do, how to take care of that. But most airports are not like Lod Airport, and you'll, again, you have major issues. Major issues if you land close or into Shabbos. So therefore, we can understand that some places there was a custom not to travel on Erev Shabbos at all because of the problems you might get into. Now again, if it's a short trip, a very short trip, again, by plane, I don't know if there is such a thing with plane travel the way it is, but let's say driving by car, again, if it's a short trip, it's not such a big problem. But again, like even to San Diego, like I remember one time I had to be in San Diego to speak, give a shiur in San Diego, and I left plenty of time, and momish, I got there like literally 2 minutes before I was supposed to start. So we all know the freeways are dangerous animals. Okay, so let's get into this a little more. Base, well, just base is long, but we start. And many of these things we know already. That which we mentioned, as we mentioned before, that we're not supposed to travel on a boat unless it's 3 days before Shabbos. Hatam. The reason is Mishum Onik Shabbos. Like we mentioned before, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned it before, but here the Machaber says because of Onik Shabbos, enjoying Shabbos. Shukol Gimel Yomim Harishonim. The first 3 days. Yeshlam Saru Bilbul, a person gets seasick. That's the way we put it. So some explain, so you're not feeling well. So the simple pshat is, so you won't be feeling well on Shabbos. That's not good. Some say that the reason is, since you're not feeling well, you're queasy, you're not going to be able to eat three meals on Shabbos. You're really not going to be in the mood for that. So that's a problem. So therefore, you have to leave 3 days before, and as we mentioned yesterday, so you get your sea legs. So now the Mechaber brings up something which I alluded to yesterday. That is, when we talk about a person gets seasick, that is specifically in seas that are salty, right? Like oceans or the Salton Sea. Aval benaros, but let's say you're talking about rivers. So you don't get as sick on those, either because they're not salty. Also, some say that the issue, well, we'll get into a little more, about, again, in those days, or today, a little bit, sails, right? The boats were powered by wind. Today they're not. So we'll see modern day poskim, we'll discuss a little later. About, does that make a difference? But the type of body of water you're traveling on makes a difference. So therefore, again, if you're traveling, now again, there's side issues, getting off the boat, all those other things. But again, let's say you're going down the Danube, right? And you're just going down a river. You're taking one of those cruise, I'm not saying you should, but I'm just saying, you know? And it's just on an ocean, it's on a river. It's on a river. And again, there's side issues about, again, getting off the boat. But again, just the fact, number one, they're still going. We're assuming that there's a non-Jewish captain of the ship. But again, the issue is Oneg Shabbos, less of a problem. Why? Because it's not as difficult, because there's no sea salt. It's a river. So therefore, there's less of an issue. Okay? Okay, we'll take this a little farther, bleeding there tomorrow. Get a little more into this traveling on boats.